Spending a few minutes now with Temple men's basketball coach Fran Dunphy as his squad gets ready for a Wednesday night battle with UMass at the Leocora Center. And coach, let's before we look ahead, let's look back last time out, the Villanova Big Five battle. Your kids were right in it until the end, and Villanova was able to take control down the stretch. But what were your big takeaways from that one?
Well, we did have our chances, Matt, and we didn't do a great job the last 5 minutes or so. We gave up some offensive rebounds, which was really damaging to our cause. And I think the Villanova guys turned up the screws a little bit as well, and we didn't react offensively like we needed to. So it's a very good basketball team and obviously a fabulous basketball program. We had our chances at Villanova, and we just didn't finish it out like we could have or should have. So, but grateful for where we are, and we've got a great opportunity tomorrow night against UMass. And let's see what we can do.
Nate Pierre-Louis has moved into the starting lineup this season, played well. Overall, how has the transition gone from him from basically coming off the bench to being one of the starting five?
Well, he certainly has deserved that recognition, and he works as hard as anybody we have. He's a hard-playing guy, and he lends a lot of opportunity for us to rebound from the guard spot, which is terrific for us. And he can score the ball in a lot of different ways, and so we're grateful for Nate and the energy that he brings.
Let's talk overall, 7-2 on the season. Is this group developmental-wise about where you thought they'd be at this kind of post at the season?
Well, it was the hope, I guess. You know, certainly we have two losses against two pretty good teams in VCU, who just beat Texas a week or so ago, and Villanova, who's obviously a great program. So we're where we want to be. We certainly would have liked to have had those two wins as well. But this is a big week for us coming up with UMass and then Davidson on Saturday. So we've got our hands full with a great challenge here. So this will tell us a lot more about our team at the end of this week.
Let's talk about UMass. Luan Pipkins is the first guy that jumps out. Really, he can shoot it. He can create off the dribble, gets to the line a lot. How difficult a challenge is defending him?
Very difficult. And I think as good a basketball player as he is, the competitive nature that he has really sets him apart as a terrific college basketball player. He obviously can do everything you need him to do, to make plays, to make shots, to be a great member of his team. But he's just so competitive that he wants his team to win, and that's exemplified in every possession that he is out there.
So past him, when you look at the challenge of UMass overall, what are some other things that they bring to the table that are going to be challenging for your group?
Well, local guy Rashawn Holloway is absolutely a challenge down there on the low block. He's really got great size to him, and he knows how to play, and so he presents a tough challenge for us inside. And then they've got a series of jump shooters led by Pierre and Cobb, who can really make shots as well, amongst other guys that they're going to bring into the game. So we're challenged outside and inside, and they like to score it. They've done a terrific job this year. They beat Providence their last time out at Providence, which is a terrific win for them. And so this is a great challenge for us.